नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 1, 2, 3 and 4. So we are starting the new chapter today. It's called Prayers of Kunti, Queen Kunti, and how Parikshit is saved. So we'll chant the first shloka and then we'll just read the translation. Suta Uvacha.
Suta Uvacha.
Athate Sampare. अथते संपरेतानाम स्वानाम उदकम इच्छताम दातुम सकृष्ण गंगायाम पुरस्कृत्य यायोत्रियः सूत उवाच अथते संपरेतानां स्वानां उदकमिच्छतां दातुं सकृष्ण गंगायां पुरस्कृत्य ययोस्त्रियः। सूत उवाच सूत सेड अथ दस ते द पांडवास संपरेतानाम ऑफ द डेड स्वानाम ऑफ द रिलेटिव्स उदकम वाटर इच्छताम विलिंग टू हैव दातुम टू डिलीवर स कृष्णा अलोंग विद द्रौपदी गंगायाम ऑन द गैंजेस पुरस्कृत्य
पुटिंग इन द फ्रंट
ययु वेंट स्त्रियः द विमेन। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Suta Goswami said, thereafter the Pandavas, desiring to deliver water to the dead relatives who had desired it, went to the Ganga with Draupadi. The ladies walked in front. Please repeat. Suta Goswami said,
thereafter
the Pandavas
Desiring to deliver water to the dead relatives
who had desired it
went to the Ganga
with Draupadi.
The ladies walked in front.
To date, it is the custom in Hindu society to go to the Ganga or any other sacred river to take bath when death occurs in the family. Each of the family member pours out a potful of the Ganga water for the departed soul and walks in a procession with the ladies in the front. The Pandavas also followed the rules more than 5,000 years ago. Lord Krishna, being a cousin of the Pandavas, was also amongst the family members. We'll take the next shloka. As I said, we're not going to repeat. I'll just read the translation and purport if any. Te niniyodakam sarve vilapyacha brasham punaha aplupta hari padabja raja puta sarijale te all of them. Niniya, having offered udakam, water. Sarve, every one of them. Vilapya, having lamented. Cha, and brasham, sufficiently. Puna, again. Apluta, took bath. Hari Padabja, the lotus feet of the Lord. Rajaha, dust. Puta, purified. Sarit, of the Ganga. Jale, in the water. Having lamented over them and sufficiently offered Ganga water, they bathe in the Ganga, whose water is sanctified due to being mixed with the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. 3. Tatrasinam kurukratim dhritarashtram sahanujam gandharim putra shokartam pratham krishnam cha madavah. Tatra, there. Asinam, sitting. Kurupatim, the king of the Kurus. Dhritarashtram, Dhritarashtra. Saha Anujam, with his younger brothers. Gandharim, Gandhari. Putra, son. Shoka Artam, overtaken by bereavement. Pratham, Kunti. Krishnam, Draupadi. Cha, also. Madhavaha, Lord Shri Krishna. There sat the king of the Kurus, Maharaj Yudhishthir, along with his younger brothers, and Dhritarashtra, Gandhari, Kunti, and Draupadi, all overwhelmed with grief. Lord Krishna was also there. Purport. The battle of Kurukshetra was fought between family members, and thus all affected persons were also family members like Maharaj Yudhishthir and brothers. Kunti, Draupadi, Subhadra, Dhritarashtra, Gandhari, and her daughters-in-law, etc. All the principal dead bodies were in some way or other related with each other, and therefore the family grief was combined. Lord Krishna was also one of them as a cousin of the Pandavas and nephew of Kunti, as well as brother of Subhadra, etc. The Lord therefore was equally sympathetic toward all of them, and therefore he began to pacify them befittingly. 4. Santvayam asa munibhir hatabandhun sucharpitan bhute shukalasya gatim darshayanna pratikriyam santavayam asa pacified. Munibihi, along with the munis present there. Hatabandhun, those who lost their friends and relatives. Sucharpitan, all shocked and affected. Bhuteshu, unto the living beings. Kalasya, of the supreme law of the Almighty. Gatim, reactions. Darshayan, demonstrated. Na, no. Pratikriyam, remedial measures. Translation. Citing the stringent laws of the Almighty and their reactions upon living beings, Lord Shri Krishna and the Munis began to pacify those who were shocked and affected. Purport. The stringent laws of nature under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be altered by any living entity. The living entities are eternally under the subjugation of the Almighty Lord. The Lord makes all the laws and orders, and these laws and orders are generally called dharma or religion. No one can create any religious formula. Bona fide religion is to abide by the orders of the Lord. The Lord's orders are clearly declared in the Bhagavad Gita. Everyone should follow him only or his orders, and that will make all happy, both materially and spiritually. As long as we are in the material world, our duty is to follow the orders of the Lord, and if by the grace of the Lord we are liberated from the clutches of the material world, then in our liberated state also we can render transcendental loving service unto the Lord. In our material stage, we can neither ourselves nor the Lord for want of spiritual vision. But when we are liberated from material affection and are situated in our spiritual form, we can see both ourselves and the Lord face to face. Mukti means to be reinstated in one's original spiritual status after giving up the material conception of life. Therefore, human life is specifically meant for qualifying ourselves for this spiritual liberty. Unfortunately, under the influence of illusory material energy, we accept this spot life of only a few years as our permanent existence and thus become illusioned by possessing so-called country, home, land, children, wife, community, wealth, etc., which are false representations created by Maya. And under the dictation of Maya, we fight with one another to protect these false possessions. By cultivating spiritual knowledge, we can realize that we have nothing to do with all this material paraphernalia. Then at once we become free from material attachment. This clearance of the misgivings of material existence at once takes place by association with the Lord's devotees, who are able to inject the transcendental sound into the depths of the bewildered heart and thus make one practically liberated from all lamentations and illusion. That is a summary of the pacifying measures for those affected by the reaction of stringent material laws, exhibited in the forms of birth, death, old age and disease, which are insoluble factors of material existence. The victims of war, namely the family members of the Kurus, were lamenting the problems of death, and the Lord pacified them on the basis of knowledge. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Tena Nastasmai Shri Gurve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Suta Uvacha Atate Samparetanam Svanam Udakam Ichchatam Datum Sa Krishna Gangayam Puraskratya Yayustriyaha. Sutta Goswami said, thereafter, the Pandavas, desiring to deliver water to the dead relatives who had desired it, went to the Ganga with Draupadi. The ladies walked in front. Te niniyodakam sarve vilakkacha prasham punaha apluttahri padabja rajahaputa sarijjale. Having lamented over them and sufficiently offered Ganga water, they bathed in Ganga, whose water is sanctified due to being mixed with the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. Tatrasinam kurupatim dhritarashtram sahanujam gandharim putra shoka artam pratham krishnam chamadavah. There sat the king of the Kurus, Maharaj Parikshit, as Yudhishthir, along with his younger brothers, and Dhritarashtra, Gandhari, and Draupadi, Kunti and Draupadi, or overwhelmed with grief, Lord Krishna was also there. Santvayam asamunibhir atabandhun sucharpitan bhuteshu kalasya gatim darshayanna pratikriyam. Citing the stringent laws of the Almighty and their reactions upon living beings, Lord Shri Krishna and the Munis began to pacify those who were shocked and affected. So after Ashwatthama was driven out of the camp, they performed the final rites of the five sons, all the sons of Kunti. And then the whole family is now gathered, you know. Because the war is over, so there is no more enmity. Because as it is, all the Kauravas are dead. And all other kings, other than this few, five Pandavas and few more. And of course the ladies and the children were there, old people were there, you know, they were not killed. Only the warriors got killed. So now all of them collected. And then they offered water to the departed souls. And also then they took bath in Ganga. And then here it says, Bhagavatam makes it very clear, Ganga is pure because it washes the lotus feet of the Lord. Before coming to this planet Earth, it first washes the lotus feet of the Lord. And then anything which touches the lotus feet of the Lord becomes pure. It's very interesting, right? Isn't it? Generally, when something touches somebody's foot or feet, it becomes untouchable, like, you know, we just throw it immediately. We touch something with our own feet, we don't eat it, right? Suppose you touch something, some water, you step in some water and then are you going to drink it? But here, when the Ganga water, Ganga originated from the Karana Sagara, the causal ocean, when Trivikrama, the expanded form of Vamana, it made the hole in the outer covering of the material world, and the causal water which is there in the spiritual realm started flowing down. And as it was flowing down, it was washing the toe of the Lord. And along with the water, I mean, you can see automatically when Lord Brahma ran to collect that water in his kamandalu, in his pot, he saw not only water, but there is a fine orangish dust, you know, which is there in the lotus flower. Even that was there. You know, he could see that. That means the water already had lotus and so on, you know. So this is how Ganga becomes pure. And then everybody, that's a system, Prabhupada explains, that's a system to go to Ganga to take bath. Of course, Ganga is not there, you can go to Kaveri, Godari, Krishna, Yamuna, whatever, you know, whatever, Narmada. There are so many holy rivers. And then the question comes, so what the people in Western countries do, you know, like, where is the holy river? So, that's why people keep some Ganga water at home, in a bottle, you know, this is, you get a bottled water. You can mix it with your bathing water and then sprinkle on yourself like that. Just to get your get rid of the reactions. You know, this is what they say, Ganga water. That's why in India, even when the person is about to die, if he's fortunate, then he gets Ganga water. You know, somebody puts drops of Ganga water and tulasi in his mouth. But if he is not so fortunate, he dies in some accident here, there, and then gone. So even there, that's why we say that if you do good karma, sukruti, not karma, then the chances are that we will get that Ganga water at the end of the leaving his body. Of course, for a devotee, more than Ganga water, it is the name of Lord Krishna. You know, he has to, if the devotee can chant that, then he gets, goes directly to the Krishna Dham. Not only liberated. Liberation, Prabhupada is explaining here. Liberation is easy, you know, because it just, what is that liberation? It's just getting rid of the material attachments. That is liberation. Just surrendering to the Lord. Easy in the sense? Compared to, you know, like. But it's people are just doing that. I mean, striving to get to that level. And then blooping. There is no chance. Yesterday I was hearing to one class and it was a revelation for even me that if you go to Swarga, heavenly planets, you know, by your endeavor you do some punya, some good pious activity, then you go to Swarga. When the Swarga has so much facility, you know, but there are problems there also. It's not that there is no problem on Swarga, because it's still material level. Up to the point you go to Brahma Loka and from there you go to Krishna Loka, everything is material. So there are problems. And when your bank account is over, like, you know, your punya, whatever you earn is over, then you not only come down to this planet. I think one of the Upanishads, that speaker was telling that one of the Upanishads has clearly stated that from Swarga you go down to animal life, not to the human life. He says again you have to become a donkey or a cat or a dog. So the whole concept of Swarga is not so good. Because that's not where the liberation is there, you know. Because you are still having the material body. So what is the liberation? Liberation is when you have no material body anymore. Or you are not attached to the material body anymore, you know. So Prabhupada gives that big list of country, home, children, wife, community, wealth. And he says we fight with one another because we want one of that, you know, something is happening. Somebody fights for money, somebody fights for land, somebody fights for possession of a child, you know, like, you see how many divorce cases, what is the big fight about, who is going to keep the child, and who is deciding that? Some judge, you know, he decides, okay, the father has to go, the child has to go to father every Saturday, Sunday, something like that, you know, then they will say. But again, because of the same, you know, illusion, maya, oh, this is mine, that is mine. So what is the solution? Prabhupada says, the clearance of misgivings of material existence at once takes place by association with Lord devotees. Why? Because they are able to inject, very interesting, they are able to inject the transcendental sound into the depths of the bewildered heart. Because when you go to a devotee, he is going to speak about Krishna. And anything about Krishna is transcendental sound. So that goes into the heart and thus make one practically liberated from all lamentation and illusion. That is the summary of pacifying. So here, Krishna, who is also there with them because he is the relative, he and the other munis, other sages, they are going to now pacify in the few shlokas. They are going to pacify the Kuru dynasty, the Pandavas and the Kauravas and all that were there. How? On the basis of knowledge. Not simply, okay, everything fine, you know, we go to somebody's house and somebody dies, you know, and then we go, what are our condos? Oh, everything will be all right. Don't worry. That person says, thank you very much. But then, if you're a sadhu, then you don't simply say that, you know, you just tell him how he can lead the rest of his life, you know, because that's the That's the best time to capture the attention. Because everybody is in that mood, you know, they're hearing something good. So that is why we have this service at the end of. When you cremate somebody or you bury somebody, then there is a service there. Whoever comes, spiritual leaders, they speak. Of course, Prabhupada is talking about the four problems. And he says in this particular case, the problem was death. You know, the birth, death, old age and disease, they are the four problems. And Prabhupada says, the victims of war were lamenting the problems of death. And that Lord spoke about that, you know. I have not read it, so I don't know what's going to happen. But that's what it is. So this is a very interesting chapter. We are going to read all the prayers of Kunti. There's a whole book on that. Prabhupada wrote a whole book based on that. So those prayers are very, very powerful and very wonderful. And also we are going to learn about how Parikshit was saved in the womb of Uttara. So I'd like to stop here. If there is a question, comment, I take that. Prabhu Mataji. Pata nahi mai pata nahi. Hare Krishna.